welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And we have some reminders for you today and a little update on the preparations we are making for Farm Fest 2019.
We have been busy. I'm a little bit distracted again because Honeybee is climbing around the studio, so you may hear her.
Yes.
A minute. So be prepared. She is not shy. Well, there she just went. So I guess she's gone for now. So yes, we have been busy around the farm.
We have. And you have been working primarily on the grounds and getting fall decorations out, trimming, mowing, moving things, planting,
weeding.
Wow. Any number
of
things.
We have been, even though we're retired from our former
old jobs,
we now are doing this full time. And I treat it just like I would if I were going to a job somewhere else.
You do. You have a pretty set schedule.
I have a schedule. And right now we're averaging probably close to 10 hours a day. And that is usually 6 days a week.
It is. And it's a lot, but it's also feels good.
Yeah, it does feel good. And we're working for ourselves. And we're not afraid to work hard. And that's what we're doing. But I love it. I'm physically a little bit tired right now. But
I think physically you're a lot tired.
It's been a long day. And, you know, it's been, as we said last time, that we did 25 markets this season. So that's the most we've ever done. And that's a lot of work just preparing for market. So now we're going to jump right into the Merc, which is awesome. But to prepare for this Farm Fest is a lot bigger deal than just the normal. Okay, there's scratching going on behind me. Sorry about that. So if you're scratching, that is Honeybee.
Right. It wasn't us.
No, it's not us.
She has found something very interesting down below your desk.
Yeah. So hard telling what may be happening.
Yes. But anyway, while you've been doing some of the outside stuff, well, you've done more than just outside. You've been creating a bunch of balms.
Oh, yeah.
For the
balms and soaps.
Yes. Every
day.
Crazy.
Yeah. Because I think we mentioned on a previous podcast that we were changing our balms instead of having, I'm not sure if we talked about this. Did we talk about retiring some of the older versions?
I don't
know
that we have.
Maybe we didn't, but after we've been to some of these trainings and we're really able to focus more on the business, we really felt like we needed to kind of simplify. And part of that is instead of having four or five, actually more than that, different kinds of balms, we are going to retire the Phantom Balm, Rainy Balm, and Snow Balm and make all of those into Gert's Garden Balm line.
So you've really been streamlining and creating a lot of better products, better packaging.
We're using one formula now instead of three different ones.
That's good.
The packaging is sustainable packaging. So we're using these little tins, which are just adorable.
They are.
I love them. Even after we're done with them, I use them for a lot of different things. Travel and for different things. So I feel good about what we're doing there. But what that meant, my goal was, now this, I put this on me. So this was only me putting it. So, you know, there was no pressure from anyone else, but I really wanted to have that Gert's Garden Balm line. I wanted to have that ready by the time we have Farm Fest.
So you really added to your responsibilities.
Enormous amount, because that means that every cent, everything that we've done previously in those three different balms had to be made into new packaging. You did a ton of labels.
I did. But I think what all of that means for the customer is a much more straightforward line of balms.
It's not confusing.
And, very easy to pick your favorite or multiple favorites if you choose, and get that into your possession so that you can use it and know when you're buying and when you're shopping with us exactly what you're getting.
Yeah, because with the formulas we had before, this is the same basic formula, the same beeswax, coconut oil, vitamin E oil, and sweet almond oil. It's what all of them have. We just had varying degrees of thickness.
Yes.
For each one. And these will all be a little bit softer, so we're going more with the rainy balm formula so that we can do away. If you've bought like our Phantom Balm in the past that had like a little paddle, you know, that you used because it was a little bit thicker, it had more wax in it. So we're doing away with that sort of thing. And I think for the customer, it's going to be better. It's better to make.
Yes.
It's not nearly as confusing to which formula am I going to use and how am I going to package it. I think it's going to be much better.
I agree. And I really like the Gert's Garden name.
Yeah.
I think that is really cool, really reflective of how...
Because I'm cool and I'm Gert. So, you know.
You know, I wasn't...
It is that.
It is that.
I know.
Wasn't exactly where I was headed, but
close. I was sure that's where you... Oh.
I understand why you would think that. Yeah, I do totally agree.
Oh, okay.
But it is... I think it's just cool. I think the... formulas are nice.
Well, and you've created a really nice label.
Yes.
That looks much nicer than what we had before. So we are just, I mean, we're rocking this business.
It's just, we are.
It feels really good. But what that means is, as we change some of those things, that's until we get caught up, it's gonna be some extra work for a while. And that's okay.
Yes. And while you've been doing that, I've been preparing some other things kind of in the background more in terms of, like you mentioned, the labels.
Lots of labels.
Order forms. And also doing a little bit of work inside the Merck and trying to do some just upgrades there. We have finished out that raw building space over time. And just doing a little bit here and there as
we
can.
Keep adding. Now we're to adding. The end of the building. So
yeah, we're running into some storage issues pretty quickly here.
Yeah, we've kind of maximized our space there.
Yes. So the Merck now has a new screen door and some new things in the back in terms of where the overhead door is. It'll still be there, but I'm working back in that area to make that just kind of a nicer presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you really need to come back every time we're open because there will continually be upgrades.
Different. Yes. Yeah. We have some other ideas.
Oh, I've got a lot of ideas for what we'll do in there.
We hope to have the new sidewalk poured, but that's not going to happen.
Right. So pray there's no rain.
We will eventually have a wheelchair accessible sidewalk. And we'll make the, it'll ramp up to the mercantile. But you really tried to get someone to get that done. And have been trying for a couple of months. But it just isn't going to happen in time. But it will.
It will.
It will happen.
That is another upgrade for sure that is in the immediate future.
Yes. So we have been busy. And I've been making a lot of soaps.
You have.
And
I get to try them out, which I love.
Yeah, I'm really liking the anti-itch soap because I've been getting in a lot of poison.
Yes.
Bug bites, that sort of thing lately. So I even have it in my shower. So I use it all the time. And the shampoo bars.
Yes.
I use them every day.
I have been using the shampoo bar faithfully. I love the way it works. And
I think we talked about those kind of on previous episode, but I'm continuing to use it daily. Love that. The anti-itch is phenomenal because anytime I'm around poison ivy, I get it. And if I come in and shower with this, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Especially if you use the soap and then follow that up with the balm. And that's what I've been doing because we have been taking out some brush and different things where we've been into poison ivy several times in the last couple of weeks. And I can be breaking out outside, come in, take a shower, use the anti-itch. And by the time I get done, there's the next day you can't even tell that I had any breakout at all. So I'm really happy with it. I think it's doing a really good job.
I agree.
And I don't mind being a guinea pig.
I will test your products. No problem. So we have all of those balms and soaps. We have scones and mini pies, special order. You can find the order form all over our social media if you're on our email list. But
and we've added a phone number now.
We have.
We have a business line for the farm.
I'll put that in the show notes. So if you would like to order scones, email us, call us. And
or these mini pies. Oh my gosh. That crust you make now is like the best crust ever.
It is.
I think it's really, really good. So the mini pies, of course, scones are awesome too. But
that's a perennial favorite.
It is. But time is going to run out.
Yes,
for
it
orders.
Is. The event is on October 12th, 2019, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You must order scones and mini pies by October 10th to get your order in so that I know what to plan for. And we'll have Dodie and Dexter from 11 to 2 playing in the crib. Hazel Ann Farm will be here with mushrooms. Four Little Pumpkins with the most adorable pumpkin stacks ever. And maybe even some other surprise vendors.
Possibly.
We'll see.
Sure. And we'll have all of our exclusive products that we don't offer, including maybe a little bit of honey. I know we're super excited about this.
Super stoked.
Yes, I think we will have some honey. Not a lot. And, you know, we're just thankful to have any this year.
We are. It's been tough. You know, we've talked about those, but we do have a little bit.
Yeah,
we bottled this morning.
It will be exclusive, so you'll want to come. If you want honey, we're not going to be able to save it like we have in the past. Can't hold it, anything like that, because there's not a lot.
First come, first serve.
Yeah, it's going to be first come, first serve, but we will have some honey.
We will. And we hope to see all of you on October 12th, and then our next opening will be October 26th.
Yes, 26th.
Come on out to the farm. Enjoy the farm with us.
Yeah, we would love to see you.
We would.
So there you have it. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.